And hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hello, Jay Randolph here for my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. And here is Terry, the Vice President of Sales.
Thanks, Jay. Here at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your business preferred network dealer, we offer a variety of financing options to get you in a new or used vehicle to get your job done right. We have been in the same location for over 50 years. We must be doing something right.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Online at BroadwayTruck.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Your summer in St. Louis starts at the Muni. Worldwide Technology welcomes the Muni's spectacular 2016 season. The Wizard of Oz, 42nd Street, Music Man, Young Frankenstein, Mamma Mia, Fiddler on the Roof, Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida. Get the best seats today. Season ticket packages are available now at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Southwest Airlines is the official airline of the Muni.
Advance Auto Parts presents Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend 100 and get 20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
vomit.
Oh boy.
We're about to get Pinion Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 9th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union is a place to bank. It's a place to do all your banking, business banking, personal banking, all the services you could ever want from any institution with the name bank in it are available to you at First Community Credit Union, where you're not just a customer, you're a member. That's right. You're a member. We'll tell you more about why you might want to consider banking there after we do this. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it will be a great time to call Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Phoebe Jimenez is in charge. He's working the blues game tonight.
Phoebe is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that
I
place
bet.
Will be rocking.
Oh, yeah.
They needed extra security, so they called Phoebe. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy has decided to capitalize on this blues thing. He's thinking they're going to win tonight.
Oh, good.
He says they're going to go in, they'll make it to the finals, and he has decided to market some crumbles called blues what?
Cheese.
Blues cheese.
Blues.
See what he did?
Hey.
Oh. See what he did?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's very clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't make them look moldy, though, like that other blue cheese.
No.
No, no. Blues cheese won't have any mold. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the Oh Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. 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 Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. One guy in the crowd went, yeah.
Yeah.
Really
he was
excited.
Still hyped up.
That's a new First Community customer. I talked to him in the annex, where our audience is in the annex.
Yeah.
I tried to go over and meet everybody before the show. And he said, hey, just became a member of First Community Credit Union.
Wow.
Congratulations, man. What does that hold, our annex? 8,000? About 8,000?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we apologize to those of you who try to get tickets to come, you know, watch us. It's a big screen in an annex. You can watch what we do. Sold out for 6 years.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens when you're the number one show in the country.
In the world.
Yeah. Yeah. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I've been banking there for, I'm not good at this, I'm guessing again, 8 years? 8 or 9 years, something like that. They are the exclusive sponsors for the yard sale every Saturday morning. Now, this past Saturday, if you missed it, I feel sorry for you. Because if you start listening to it, it's kind of like soap operas for a lot of women. You can't stop. You can't wait till Saturday. Because it's fun. It's fun even if you're not participating. If you're not buying or selling, it's fun to listen to what people have for sale. First Community Credit Union has 42 locations. That makes them, well, that's not the only thing that makes them the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I think some of that has to do with stability and assets. It really is a great place to bank, and it's hard to explain why, because you have to, it's kind of like Ballast Dental Care. Until you sit in the chair and make your first appointment, there's really not much I can say that will convey the difference, and it's kind of true of First Community Credit Union. And it's nothing, you know, there's not any one outstanding, this is the reason you want to go there. It's a lot of little things that make it a very pleasant, safe, competitive place to bank. Competitive in the sense that they're constantly watching rates. They're not going to sit back and let somebody else offer better rates. If they can do anything about it, they'd be out of business. So the old days of having to work for Monsanto to become a member are long, long gone. Good news is anybody can be a member. You want to know more? Stop in any of the 42 locations. Have some fresh popcorn. Tell them your AM and the PM. You can also go to their website, firstcommunity.com. You want a bonus joke?
Sure.
It's a quick one. And it actually is Playhouse worthy, but most jokes I can stretch. I can take a 30-second joke and get 5 minutes out of it. There's no stretching this. It is what it is. It's quick. Here we go. First-year driving student. Had just gotten an old car. His parents helped him get an old car. Takes it out, misjudges a curve, and flips the car over right between the homes of Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Mr. and Mrs. Ball. Luckily, he was pulled out by the Smiths. See what I did there? See what I did? Now, for you FM DJs who are going, oh, get it. See?
If he had pulled out by the other family.
They'd be pulled out by the Ball.
Yeah.
See, if the Ball family pulled him out.
Mm-hmm.
That was for the FM DJs. Sometimes we have to explain things to them. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm stuck here at $7,400. We need to do something about this. This is the, oh, my goodness, it's the 9th of May. The trivia night for Window World is May 21st, where they raise money for St. Jude. And I'm at $7,400, and I'm thrilled with that. But I'd be more thrilled if we could get St. Jude a little more money. So here's where we are. And here's where we've been stuck for about a week or more. You're bidding on two things. You're putting in a bid to sit at the table May 21st, Maryland Heights Community Center, or whatever it's called, Saturday night. A lot of fun. Oh, the guy from
Rick from Peroni's.
Peroni's is going to bring all the pizza you can eat.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll have pizza.
You'll have that at your table. It's just a hoot.
And whoever does it, whoever bids on that and wins the bid, I'll talk to them before, and then we'll get with Rick and see what food everybody wants.
Yeah, custom ordered.
Yeah.
So to sit at, it's a table of eight. So you have Peon and Angela. You have Dan and Sandy. I'll be in Kansas City. I'm sorry, but I can't. I got to go. It's for my daughter. So that leaves four, which means two couples. Here are our two current high bidders for the place at the table. Jeff at 600, Sue at 800. Because the whoever bids for a seat at the table, it'll be the two highest bids that get the two, you know what I'm saying, the two couples. The other thing you're bidding on is dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's. At a night that works for you. An evening mutually acceptable, and we'll make it easy for you. Current high bid is from Steve, and that is $3,500. Come on. Come on. Top the 600 or the 800 for the seat at the table, or top the 3,500 for dinner at Annie Gunn's. St. Jude, I can't think of too many places where your money is better spent, your charitable dollars, than St. Jude. So you can, if you're interested, you can contact me at frankopinion@yahoo.com. If you want to think up something, create something, go, here, Frank, I'll give this much money if you will fill in the blank. You want me to call you and wake you up every morning for a month? Oh. I'm just coming up. I'm grabbing at straws here. I want more money for St. Jude, so I'm flexible. Well, let's take an unusual situation. Let's say somebody emailed me and said, Frank, I have a smoking hot wife, but I'm impotent, and I have severe erectile dysfunction, and she needs to be satisfied. I will pay you.
You'll pay them?
Yeah, I'll actually pitch in.
Oh, okay.
And you say, I'll write a check to When the World Cares, and knowing all the money goes to St. Jude, for $5,000 if you'll sleep with my wife. I will have to discuss it with my wife. But my wife's a charitable person.
Sure.
And once I say to her, hey, this is for the kids.
Yes.
I'm sure she'll go along with it. See, I'm just trying to come up, as an unselfish person, I'm trying to come up with ways to get more money here. Dwayne Martin. Does that name mean anything to you, Dan?
Dwayne Martin?
It didn't to Peon either. But according to multiple sources, that's the name of Will Smith's lover.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I told you we have friends who works for the second biggest talent agency in L.A. And we started talking about stars who were gay, but it still kept a secret. Mm. Travolta, he says, absolutely. And then he says, oh, and you know Will Smith's gay. And I said, no, I don't know. That's it, but he's married to Jada. She's apparently a lesbian. Or they're both bi, and they let each other do whatever they want.
Right.
I tell you, that Hollywood crowd.
Yes.
Wow.
So Dwayne Martin is, if you believe these stories, Will Smith's boyfriend.
Hmm.
John Kerry just gave a commencement address. And I forgot where it was. It's some college. And he uses that opportunity to bash Donald Trump. Let me tell you something. I would have gotten up and walked out, and I would have done it if he'd used it to bash Hillary. That is not the place to campaign for or against somebody. It's a commencement speech.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get up and tell everybody you're going out into a tough world out there, and now you're prepared to be, you know, those speeches. Not telling people how to vote. Shut up, John Kerry, or anybody else who decides to do that.
I know someone, their son was graduating. It was in Illinois somewhere, and they went Saturday to the graduation, and they held it outside, and that storm blew in.
Oh, my goodness.
And came in and just went crazy while the guy was starting the commencement speech. Everyone scattered and ran, and he stood there,
spoke to himself,
yeah, and kept talking and just kept going.
That's dedication.
Yes.
And then they came back and said, everyone's graduated. The whole ceremony took about 10 minutes.
This was high school.
Yeah. No college.
Okay. Do you remember, you went to your high school graduation, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about it?
No.
Honestly, I don't remember once. The gown was purple, or it was maroon, wine colored. That's all
that
I remember.
Yeah.
I don't know who spoke. I don't know what they said.
No.
And here's the thing. The only thing those kids sitting there care about is getting out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They can't wait till this is over. So it's kind of a tough gig when you have to be the speaker, because their mind is somewhere else.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear what you have to say. I would, maybe before I die, I'll get a chance to do that one more day. You know, I'm banned from Mulberry Grove, Illinois. I told you that story.
Oh, you are?
I did a commencement high school speech there.
Oh.
And some woman who looked like Aunt B did not care for me.
That's right. I remember that.
She made it very clear. This was a mistake bringing him to speak because I got up and told the truth. I don't know a lot about diamonds. I know you're supposed to look. Is it the three C's or the four C's? Cut, clarity, carat, and is there a fourth C?
I don't know.
It's clarity, cut, color, and carat. Four, yeah. I think. Check this out. There is a diamond that is going to go on the auction block at Sotheby's in New York. It is about the same. Now, it's rough. It's jagged. It's not polished, and it's certainly not round. It's a rock, but it's a diamond. It's about the size of a tennis ball. It is an 1,100-carat diamond.
Oh, my goodness.
They say, I guess carbon dating is what they use. It is 3 billion years old. I'm looking at it. It is clear and crystal. This diamond was uncovered in Botswana last year. They say it will go at auction for over $70 million.
Wow.
Now that's a diamond.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw the picture of it. It looks like a snowball. About the size of a snowball.
About the size of a big snowball. And here's what's, to me, more astonishing than the fact that it exists, is that there will be multiple bidders at that kind of money who can pay over 70. I bet it'll go for $100 million.
Yeah.
It has to certainly be the largest diamond in the world. All right, and a big sign of the times, and that things really are changing, is now, apparently, Cracker Jacks, when you get to the bottom of the box, no more toys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you talk about that?
No.
For 125 years, Cracker Jacks has put a toy in the box, and they're replacing it with stickers that have digital codes. What does that mean?
One of those QR codes. Have you seen that?
I've got a QR reader on my phone.
Yeah, and then it links to, like, a free app game or something.
No, this is wrong. Don't do it, Cracker Jacks.
Yeah.
Go back to the little prize. Didn't you always get that magnifying glass?
Oh, yeah.
I must have gotten the magnifying glass 100 times.
Yeah.
Or that little bitty comic book.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Did you have like a microscope to read? Still love Cracker Jacks. Especially the nuts. I'd like to read you part of a letter I got from Tom, a regular listener. He says, "Hello, Frank. I tuned in the other day and I heard callers telling their stories about the horrors of the side effects of prednisone."
Prednisone.
That's what he calls it. "Well, I too am a victim. Several years ago," listen to this, folks, this is scary. "Several years ago, I got poison ivy. I was on a camping trip. They prescribed prednisone." I know he means prednisone. "I took the medicine for 3 weeks. The day after I stopped, my eyes crossed permanently."
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
"Now, every time I'm in a crowded room and I talk to the guy in front of me, people to the left or right answer me. It's very frustrating. It's even affected my marriage. My wife will not sit down at the supper table or make love to me unless I have on sunglasses. I feel like Steve Martin in The Jerk. Please keep me in your prayers." And it's signed, Cockeyed Tom. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
There you go, folks. If you get prednisone, don't stop cold turkey. Your eyes could cross. I'm sorry to laugh, but the way you wrote it was kind of funny. And the nudist colony business, if you could call it that, nudist colonies all over the world are trying to get younger people. And if you say, "Well, I know why young guys don't go. They'd be getting the boner all the time." No, they wouldn't. You need to see who's at a nudist colony. In fact, if there's ever been anything to prevent it, it's the site at a nudist colony. So they need younger people. So I still say, and I don't mean to offend anybody, if you're listening and you're a nudist, and I don't think there are too many of you listening, you people are weird. I'm telling you, you are. I spent a day years ago, we did a broadcast from a nudist colony. That's like the weirdest bunch of people I have ever been around. And they say they do it because it's healthier. Right.
Yeah.
I think there's a bunch of people, it's the only way they get a chance to see anybody naked, is they, you know, they go to the nudist colony. What else? That's pretty much it. Let's get to the joke. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This joke has to be at least 50 years old. Still a great old joke. Two buddies are pulling in a gas station for a fill-up because they'd heard about a contest where customers with a full tank of gas get a chance to win free sex. And so they pull in, and they go into the where the cashier is, and they ask the guy behind the counter, they go, what's the deal here with free sex with a full tank? How do we enter? And the guy goes, well, I believe you just filled up. He goes, yeah, we did. He goes, well, here's how it works. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. If you guess the number, you get free sex. The guy goes, 7? And the attendant says, no, I'm sorry. Boy, you were close. I was thinking of 8. Come back again and try. So the next week, the same two guys, because they play golf together every weekend, they go back to the same station. They go inside. The second guy says, hey, is that contest still going on? He says, sure is. He says, the one where you yesterday, he goes, that's right. Go ahead. I'm thinking of a number. What do you think it is? And if you win, you get free sex. The guy goes, 2? The attendant says, oh, no. I was 3. You were so close. Come back again for a fill-up and try it again. You never know. As they're walking to the car, one guy says to the other, he goes, you know what? This is rigged. This is ridiculous. I've been thinking about this. It's not even legit. No matter what you say, he's going to say he was thinking of another. And the first guy says, no. Oh, no, that's not true. My wife won here twice last week.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got a few things going on, Dan. You've got a new accident now, a multi-vehicle collision westbound 70 past 270. The left lane is closed. Another crash in the left lane eastbound 70 before Lindbergh. That has traffic, drivers backed up approaching the Earth City Expressway. Westbound drivers, you're slow right at Highway 170. Southbound 170 is slow from Page down through Highway 40. You're looking at eastbound 40 heavy, just a little bit east of Kings Highway, all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have southbound 55 drivers slowing from 4500 South Broadway through Revis. We're really heavy on southbound 141, and that goes from right around Graboid Bluffs through Highway 21. Southbound 270 at Stop and Go now, south of Dorset to about Doherty Ferry. Some slow pockets through Tesson Ferry, and westbound 44 at Jefferson through Hampton. Now you're slowing from Guyer to 270 and from the Merrimack River out past Bowles. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with you?
Oh, great. We'd love to go on vacation with you.
See the Rockies, go see the Grand Canyon, Vegas maybe, do all kinds of stuff.
No.
I'm packed and ready.
No.
Are you paying?
No, we don't want you to take these guys on vacation. We want you to take KTRS with you via the KTRS app.
Oh, so that's what you mean.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
It's that time of year again, the time you want to spruce up your yard. And whether you're just adding a few pieces to your deck or a complete landscaping overhaul, check out Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. They have a family business that has been selling to St. Louis for 65 years. With a professional and knowledgeable staff, a beautifully maintained and colorful garden setting, you think might look like a botanical garden instead. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, and refined landscapes, magnificent outdoor living rooms, kitchens, patios, pool areas, and things you can definitely picture in your home. Premium quality plants, not those small ones that you see at the big box stores. Beautiful greenery everywhere you look at Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. Again, they're located at Highway 109 and Clayton Road in Wildwood. This family business would love to see you for all of your landscaping needs. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center.
Hey Cardinals fans, later this month, the Cardinals take on the Arizona Diamondbacks the weekend of May 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's loaded with great promotions. Friday, May 20th, it's the Yadier Molina Garden Gnome. Saturday, May 21st, the Adult Cardinals Pullover. Sunday, May 22nd is Six Flags Day, Family Attractions Card Giveaway, and the Kids Performance T-Shirt presented by the Pasta House. May 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotion.
Here's a line drive, base hit into left field, and off to second base is Garcia. He has done it again.
Fans, this is Greg Garcia, and it's a thrill to be a part of Cardinal Nation. On Saturday, May 21st, we play the Diamondbacks. That day, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older entering with a ticket will take home an adult Cardinals pullover. This pullover is a one-of-a-kind item. You don't want to miss it. That's Saturday, May 21st. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
A home run! Greg Garcia's first Major League home run!
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this, even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars. You're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stewart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stewart Rosenblum, 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stewart now, 324-4440, or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715, NMLS, number 2675-6799.
Psoriasis and vitiligo are serious diseases. You've tried everything and have been disappointed. Now there's Xtrak, a breakthrough treatment that provides long-lasting, safe relief. Xtrak is FDA-cleared for the treatment of psoriasis and vitiligo and is endorsed by thousands of dermatologists and hospitals because it works. Clinical studies show immediate results with up to 95% clearance. The in-office visits are fast, painless, with virtually no side effects. With thousands of providers treating patients all over the country, Xtrak is covered by all major insurance companies and Medicare. We'll help you find a doctor close by. And there is no cost to you until you see results. Get your life back. Live free. Live Xtrak Clear.
For your no-cost treatment, call now. 800-771-2102. That's 800-771-2102. 800-771-2102 or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
Do you have a chronic cough? Trouble breathing? Are you over 40 years of age and a current or former smoker who smoked for many years? If so, please call to learn about participating in research studies at the Clinical Research Center for COPD. Qualified participants may receive study-related medical evaluations and rescue inhaler at no cost. Compensation for participation may be provided to those who qualify. To learn more, visit clinicalresearchcenter.com or call 314-514-8509.
Need to put a new mid-size ag tractor to work on your farm? Now, during Kubota's Get Set to Save sales event, you can put an acclaimed M-Series tractor to work with great savings. Enjoy clean and powerful performance, Grand X control technology, and the largest cab in class. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. See your local Kubota dealer today. Now through June 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
On the road with the candidates, connected by Priv Secure Smartphone by BlackBerry, makers of the world's most trusted enterprise solutions at shopblackberry.com.
Following the Indiana primary, Republican candidate Ted Cruz dropped out of the race for president. After his Indiana loss, it became mathematically impossible for Cruz to reach the number of needed delegates on the first ballot of July's convention. It was just last month that he announced his vice presidential running mate would be former candidate Carly Fiorina. Cruz entered the race for president in March of last year. And that's On the Road with the Candidates.
Hello, this is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry Free Show on Saturdays at 2 o'clock.
For all the listeners out there who are getting close to retirement and feel the years have snuck up on them, you're right. We understand your situation.
It's time to get a retirement strategy that is straightforward and easy to understand.
Our goal is to help you make the next 30 years a comfortable retirement.
To set up a free, no-obligation meeting with us, go to our website, steveandgregg.com.
That's steveandgregg.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Before I bring Mr. Evans in here, I want to say hi to a couple of people real quickly. Dwayne Cooney, thank you for your years of loyal listening and for telling everybody about us. We appreciate it. Word got back to me how big a listener you are. And Howard Sandler, I hope you're listening. I got your letter, an actual letter. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
The mail, the stamp, yeah. And everything. I'm assuming Howard's an older man who doesn't have a computer. What a fantastic letter. I'll read that to you folks tomorrow. But now it's on to Southern California, where Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Annie Guns is a restaurant. It's not just any restaurant. It's a fantastic restaurant. Smokehouse Market right next door. They're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Treat yourself when you can to dinner or lunch at Annie Guns. You will need an appointment, a reservation rather, especially for dinner. And they're open every day but Monday. And by Monday, I can get it. They're exhausted. You should go by and see the parking lot Tuesday through Sunday. And there's a reason it's full. You'll know what that reason is once you dine there. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse, where gift cards are always a good idea. Folks, here is Mike Evans.
Good morning, everybody.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody enjoy wine as much as you do.
I close my eyes when I do it, too.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. You look in the mirror.
No, watch.
Look,
watch,
at, look in the mirror while you're sitting.
Watch. Watch.
Okay.
And I just opened my eyes.
Oh, man.
Is that good?
I almost felt how great it was in that... terrific.
Was it good for you, Frank?
It really was. Yeah, it really was. What's going on?
First, I got this email from one of our listeners. Her name is Julie.
Okay.
Says she's AM and a PM.
That's good.
Big fan of mine.
Mm-hmm. Who isn't?
Exactly. Yeah. And she likes Ellen DeGeneres, and she said that I said something about Ellen and Portia were breaking up, and if I could mention it today. Ellen, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for being an AM and a
Julie.
PM.
No, it's Julie. Thank you for listening.
Julie, what'd I say?
You said Ellen. But you've had a couple of drinks.
I've had a couple of drinks. And I'm talking about Ellen DeGeneres, so that's understandable.
That's understandable.
You know, I've heard a lot of bad things about Ellen, and I don't want to believe it because I like Ellen.
Like what?
That she can be violent. She can be a drunk.
Oh, I think, a known fact in Hollywood.
But, you know... But I hear Portia's had enough. Pop quiz question. Since 2009, of the 14 finalists, I don't think we've already done that.
I thought her girlfriend's name was Ferraria.
See what we did there?
See what I did there? Portia, exactly. Ferraria.
See what we did there? Trying to ruin my report again?
Yeah.
Where did you stop? What did you stop doing? You said 14 people, what?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the famous politician who never drank any liquor. Abraham Lincoln, Ted Cruz, Dwight Eisenhower,
Jimmy Carter.
What's Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter.
I'm Jimmy Carter, please, Georgia.
Please don't call me Jimmy.
Don't call me Jimmy. Please don't talk about my brother Billy. His embarrassment.
Five love nuggets. Belated congratulations to Janet Jackson. She's going to be 50 when she has the baby. Janet Jackson is actually a very, very nice lady. Her husband, this Wissam Al Mana, is generous to a fault. He gives so much money to charities. They're very. It's a very nice couple, actually.
What was her husband's name again?
Wissam Al Mana.
Yeah, I got it. Didn't you get it?
No,
Wissam
Al
Mana. Yeah.
I didn't.
It's a common name.
I didn't catch it.
Whatever will be, will be.
The future's not ours to see. Que sera.
Wissam Al Mana.
Anamana. Ba-ba-ba-da-da. Anamana. Ba-ba-da-bum.
Don't make fun of it.
You know what? You ruined his report.
You ruined your report.
I'm sorry.
You ruined your report. You stuck your butt right into my report.
Oh.
Your whole butt. I think it's the best thing that happened to the Jackson family was Catherine's mom. Excuse me, Janet's mom, Catherine, kept begging her to get pregnant. This report that Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian are expecting a child is absolutely wrong, because it's impossible. They're not married.
That's right, Mike.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hello. How can they be
check your facts, folks.
Sex? They're not married.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Idiots.
You don't think that this China Bob Kardashian and the baby thing is another big thing for the Keeping Up with Kardashian TV show, do you?
Mm-mm.
No.
No. No, the on again, off again between Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne's off again. They're talking divorce. Look, this is the seventh time that they've broken up in 33 years. So I'll wait until I hear the official divorce decree. Johnny Manziel photographed flipping off the judge in court last week.
That's never a good idea.
No.
Yeah. And he talked about stopping his partying. Well, I can tell you, he hit four bars in L.A. Saturday night. He was out between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., drunk as a skunk. In England, you can actually bet on who, if Donald Trump is elected, who will his cabinet be? Ben Carson, Health and Services, 2-1. Chris Christie is Attorney General, 2-1. Rudy Giuliani, Homeland Security, 2-1. John Kasich, Secretary of State, 6-1. New Mexico Governor Suzanne Martinez, 3-1. You can bet on that.
Right.
New York Post headline above the story that the Broadway play Hamilton broke all records for the number of Tony nominations. Post headline screamed, "Tony's pig out on Ham."
I think that's racist,
huh?
No, Hamilton. Tony's pig out on that. What, racist towards a pig?
They've done better.
I think it's all right, though. Well, let's see if you like this one. This date in history, 1989, Dan Quayle, the U.S. Vice President, states in a speech to the United Negro College Fund, quote, "What a waste it is to lose one's mind or not to have a mind. Is being very wasteful."
That poor guy.
There's a guy.
There's a guy.
What does that mean?
Well, he's trying. No, a mind. Their slogan at the United Negro College Fund is "A mind is a terrible thing to waste." He just messed it up.
He just messed it up.
Yeah.
Not to have a mind is being very wasteful.
Yeah. Close.
Sad. It's sad. And finally, on the broadcast, Sweet St. Louis mode.
No.
Love you guys. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, we love you too. Not in a sexual way.
What?
Not in a sexual way.
Oh, I would hope not.
Mm.
Name the name of the famous politician who never drank any liquor. Abraham Lincoln, Ted Cruz, Dwight Eisenhower, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy, please don't call me Jimmy. Jimmy Carter.
I'll try Jimmy Carter.
I'll say Jimmy Carter.
I'm going to go with Abe Lincoln.
We'll see how you do all week long. I'm going to keep score this week. The answer is Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm Mike Evans for Live Hollywood Thing.
You know what I find interesting? Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. I find it very interesting that Donald Trump does not drink or smoke at all. In that, with that lifestyle, That's pretty rare. Here's a guy who hosts big events and owns all these lavish country clubs and dining facilities and does not drink.
Did Obama finally stop smoking, or is he still?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think he still smokes.
I think he still.
I would.
Can I add? I don't care.
No,
I don't know either. Why that's. I don't know why that's supposed to be so hush hush.
I know.
Okay, smokes. So what?
And I'll tell you what. If I were president, I'd smoke.
Oh, I'd smoke. I'd be doing heroin.
I know.
I
wouldn't want that job.
Once again, Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Guns, where gift cards are always a good idea. You know what? I got just enough time. This listener, hang on here. Let me find this. Wrote, this is the guy I mentioned earlier. I'm assuming he's an older listener. Howard Sandler. Howard, thank you. And I'll read it tomorrow, but I want to get to the part in here where he talks about he lost us for a while, and he has now found again this show. He says, your jokes also, this is the middle of the letter, are hilarious, and your associate announcers are very pleasant. That's you guys.
Oh,
you are my associate announcer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I'm not seeking any publicity. I'm not looking for compliments or transmitted comments. I just had to let you know how very professional you sound.
Uh-huh. See?
What?
All those naysayers out there.
Yeah, that'll show you. You are professional. I also have a terrific email, and this is not the first one I've had. I get dozens upon dozens of emails about Schaefer. Here's the latest. Dear Frank, I want an opportunity to tell you about my experience with Schaefer. I was driving my almost new car to work through the stop-and-go construction traffic on 44 last month. Unfortunately, the young man in the car behind me kept going while the traffic was stopped, hitting the back of my car. Fortunately, no one was hurt except my car. Sitting on the side of the road, being AM and the PM for many years, Schaefer was the first place that came to mind, and then in all uppercase, they were amazing. They worked with the hitter's insurance company, meaning the person who hit her, who was in no hurry to help me out. Kathy at the Crestwood shop kept us up to date through the whole process. They were the shining stars in a very frustrating situation. Best of all, my new car now is back to new. Thank you for supporting great companies. Sincerely, D-E-E, and I don't like to, in most cases, use last names, because you never know. Maybe her husband didn't know she had the wreck. She was able to get it. See, you never know. You don't want to give the last name. D, thank you for a great testimonial about Schaefer. I get them all the time. And if you're in an accident, I would highly recommend you tell your insurance company this vehicle goes to Schaefer, because that's your call. They can't tell you where to take it. You tell them, I want it to go to Schaefer. But before you do that, your insurance company will probably suggest to you that you go to Schaefer, because they love Schaefer, and I'll tell you why. They're the ones picking up the tab, except for the deductible. Your insurance company's paying for it. You don't think they want it done right? You bet they do. And they know that's the only way Schaefer knows how to work. Perfection is what they strive for. And ask anybody who's had a vehicle there, that's what customers get. 10 locations, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You can find out where those locations are and a whole lot more at SchaeferAutobody.com.
Time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
It's been a pretty rough afternoon, Dan, and it continues. We've got a new accident reported westbound 44 before the Highway 50 Union exit. We also have the accident they're still working on westbound 70 after Highway 270. You're backed up all the way to Highway 170 on that one. And eastbound 70, they have cleared the accident that was near Fifi. Now you're slow between west of the Earth City Expressway up through Highway 270, St. Charles Rock Road area, and then things open up. Now you're pretty rough going on westbound 364 west of Highway 270 all the way out through Highway 94. We've got stop-and-go traffic on southbound 170 from Del Mar down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 is still running slow from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have westbound 44 drivers slowing from Jefferson. That goes out through McCausland. We're also running heavy on southbound 55. Now it's from Loughborough down through Revis Barracks. It's still a little bit heavy from Lindbergh through 270 in the two right lanes on westbound 44. This report brought to you by True Car. Ready to buy a new car? Download the True Car app. Just configure the new car you want, see what others paid for it, and lock in guaranteed savings from True Car certified dealers. Download the True Car app today. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station. The Big 550 KTRS.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I think this is the night.
Game 6, Blue Stars, just an hour away. How fans are making the best of a rainy situation.
Temperatures hanging around 70 degrees, cloudy and wet this afternoon. That's the trend that will take us into the evening. But I'm also watching the threat of some thunderstorms. I'll try to time that all out for you coming up.
A man accused of killing his friend in St. Anne, their longtime connection to the city's police chief.
You see signs posted in neighborhoods all the time about missing pets, a missing cat, a missing dog. But what about a missing goat? Yep, in Fenton. How you doing, babe? You're okay? It's okay.